Step into modern luxury at Langham in Grandview. Your boutique, studio plus suite awaits with a premium kitchen, spa-inspired bathroom, and elevated finishes throughout. Just steps from your door, lounge poolside in a private cabana, unwind in the hydrotherapy spa, perfect your swing with virtual golf simulators, or visit the fitness center for a Peloton ride. Availability at Langham is limited. Reserve your studio plus suite today at livepreferred.com.
WMAL Washington. 105.9 FM and AM 630 WMAL. A Cumulus station. Where Washington comes to talk. News. Now.
Flashing immigration. Deadly explosion. I'm Elliot Francis. President Trump is throwing his support behind a Senate bill that seeks to cut legal immigration by 50%. Bob Costantini reports.
Speaking generally for the lower end of the immigrant economic ladder, the Civil and Human Rights Coalition says, quote, immigrants are vital to our economy, our national security, and are an integral part of the fabric of our communities. Senator Dianne Feinstein, Democrat from California.
My mother was an immigrant to this country from Russia. She came as a child. She spoke no English.
Sparring with reporters here, White House advisor Stephen Miller, as the president plays to his white working class base.
This is what President Trump campaigned on. He talked about it throughout the campaign.
The goal of the legislation is to cut legal immigration into the U.S. in half. Bob Costantini, the White House.
A second body recovered overnight, the victim of an explosion and partial building collapse at a Minneapolis school Wednesday. Mary Maloney has details.
The academy is still on summer break and has a limited number of staff and students on campus participating in summer programs. All of those people were accounted for and safe, according to the school.
President Trump has grudgingly signed what he called a seriously flawed package of sanctions against Russia. Correspondent Oren Lieberman has part of the statement of reaction from Russian Prime Minister Dmitry Medvedev.
The Trump administration demonstrated complete incompetence in the most humiliating manner, transferring executive powers to Congress. Whereas it was President Putin who said there will probably not be any more retaliation against the U.S., taking a much more conciliatory tone there, saying and pointing out all of the areas where Russia and the U.S. get along.
Legendary Notre Dame coach Ara Persikian has died. He led Notre Dame to a national championship in 1966 and again in 1973, but abruptly retired after the 1974 season. Persikian was 94. I'm Elliot Francis.
WMAL News at 5:02. Good morning, I'm Bill Thompson. New this hour, a D.C. firefighter was seriously injured when he was hit by a vehicle early today while responding to a row house fire in northwest Washington. He was reportedly jumping down from his fire truck when he was hit, possibly by another piece of fire equipment. A 43-year-old Spotsylvania man is in jail, accused of holding a woman and two children captive in their own home for 2 years. Kareem Ali Muhammad Moore is charged with three felony counts of abduction and felony assault and battery. Police say the 32-year-old woman is Moore's girlfriend. The two children are their kids. College Park may become the ninth city in Maryland to allow people who are not citizens, including illegal immigrants, to vote in local elections.
College Park resident Bill Bukowski is opposed to allowing non-citizens, including illegal immigrants, to vote. At a city council meeting last month, he says the Constitution lays out who's allowed to vote.
It defines the right to vote to go to citizens, people who have been born here in this country, or people who have been naturalized.
Resident Barbara Pandabanki is in favor of the change. She says when her parents came to America from Bolivia, they had to become citizens before they could vote.
Reflecting on my experience, though, I realized that then is not now.
Heather Curtis on WMAL and WMAL.com.
Planned Parenthood plans to spend some $3 million to help get Democrat Ralph Northam elected governor of Virginia this fall. Planned Parenthood Advocates of Virginia is expected to make a formal endorsement of Northam later today. Authorities in Ocean City now say the death of a Texas woman whose body was found on the beach the other morning was accidental. Maryland's chief medical examiner has ruled the death of 30-year-old Ashley O'Connor to have been caused by asphyxia due to suffocation. They say she essentially drowned in the sand in the early morning hours. Checking your money, the Dow opens today at 22,016, the Nasdaq at 6363. Sports, A.J. Cole allows 5 runs as the Nats lose to Miami. The Orioles run their winning streak to 5. WMAL News Time 5:04. Up next, traffic and weather, then it's Mornings on the Mall on 105.9 FM and AM 630. Washington's Mall, WMAL.
Hey, it's Larry O'Connor to talk about selling your home. All sellers have certain things in common. They want top dollar. They want to move as easy as possible. Wouldn't you like to have the assurance of a guaranteed sale and an easy move? You can. Call Sarah and Debbie Reynolds of the Reynolds team with Keller Williams. If your home doesn't sell, Sarah and Debbie will buy it at a price acceptable to you. Guaranteed, in writing. If you're a home seller working with the Reynolds team, they may already have your home sold to one of their 5,500 ready home buyers in their waiting program. Don't work with the agent that doesn't have anyone looking to buy homes. That's what Roger and Angela did. They called the Reynolds team. Using their database of ready buyers and pre-marketing their home, Debbie and Sarah sold their home for $30,000 over the asking price in record time. Don't work with the agent that doesn't have anyone looking to buy homes. Get the Reynolds team working for you. Call now, 844-344-SOLD. That's 844-344-SOLD. And remember, Debbie has the buyers. Debbie has the buyers. Call them today.
505 on 105.9 FM and AM 630 WMAL. Traffic and weather every 10 minutes. First on the fives, here's Jamie Witten in the Hadid Carpet Cleaning Traffic Center.
Two beltway delays need you to watch. Let's start in Maryland as you're leaving College Park and heading toward 270. You're up at speed at 95 New Hampshire Avenue, but we do have a crash after George Avenue, but before Connecticut. So right in that stretch, right as you pass George Avenue, you're going to slam on the brakes, so keep alert. Again, outer loop between Georgia and Connecticut Avenue. Inner loop side, you're good as you come around from 270. No problems, no delays. Now, Virginia Beltway as well had some road work on the outer loop as past 66. So you see just a brief delay as you approach and pass the exits for 66. On the outer loop side, inner loop good through Ann and down Tyson's. No troubles there. 66, we're up at speed. Centerville up through to the Beltway. Continuing inside the Beltway through Falls Church. That looks nice and quiet. Watch for the work crews near the Kennedy Center, Rock Creek Park, where they were alternating traffic. Now from GarageDoorRepair.com, the WML Weather Channel forecast.
After a dry start to this Thursday, it will be a partly cloudy and warm afternoon with a high near 91. A few thunderstorms may develop from this afternoon into the start of the evening, then dry overnight with a low of 74. Tomorrow, mix of clouds and sun with a few thunderstorms and a high near 90. I'm meteorologist Jeff Marr from the Weather Channel on WMAL.
Right now, 70 in Herndon, 70 in La Plata, 75 degrees in Washington. Montreal is using its Olympic Stadium as a homeless shelter for Haitian refugees fleeing the U.S. Find out more at WMAL.com. I'm Bill Thompson on 105.9 FM and AM 630, Washington's Mall, WMAL.
Now, Washington Mornings on the Mall. 105.9 FM. And AM 630. WMAL.
Good morning. It is 5:07 on WMAL, where Washington comes to talk on this Friday Eve. We have, this is a really good show. I know I say this every morning. Yeah. We have such a back show. It's such a good show. But today's a really good show. 6:35, Mark Krikorian from the Center for Immigration Studies. I don't know if you heard about this, but President Trump endorsed a new immigration plan yesterday. And some people have lost their minds, predictably. At 7:05, Josh Krasar. He is a political analyst for the National Journal to talk about the emerging Democratic minority. At 8:15, Dr. Sebastian Gorka on Trump's immigration plan. And at 8:35, Senator Chris Van Hollen will be with us to talk about the Democrats' better deal plan. Your favorite, Vince. Better jobs, better wages, better cheese, better pizza, Papa John's.
Yeah, definitely. We're going to ask him about that.
And tax reform on Mary Walter. That is Vince Colonies on this Thursday morning. Good morning.
Good morning. So you said people are losing their minds over this immigration plan.
Yes.
That's true. I would like to see this morning if you're losing your mind about this. First of all, let's just talk about what the RAISE Act is, specifically. The RAISE Act, which was introduced yesterday by Donald Trump, Senators Cotton and Perdue, is the Reforming American Immigration for a Strong Economy Act. This is contrary to what the press sees as just a big, immigration in general. They talk about illegal immigration as if it's the same category as legal immigration. This directly impacts legal immigration. Only legal immigration for permanent visa holders. And the effect is that we could actually see a decline of overall immigration into the United States by half if this thing was to go into law. So what does it do? Well, it prioritizes first and foremost high-skill workers, people who ultimately, through a point system, very similar to Canada and Australia's systems. In fact, I think we've got some audio of the president yesterday introducing this. Let's take a look. This is a cut one. Let's listen to President Trump saying what the RAISE Act is.
The RAISE Act R-A-I-S-E. The RAISE Act will reduce poverty, increase wages, and save taxpayers billions and billions of dollars. It will do this by changing the way the United States issues green cards to nationals from other countries. Green cards provide permanent residency, work authorization, and fast track to citizenship.
All right, so the president pointing out, you know, this is an impact on the green card system. And, you know, this system so far, he pointed out yesterday, has operated as a way to bring in low-skill workers.
For decades, the United States was operated and has operated a very low-skilled immigration system, issuing record numbers of green cards to low-wage immigrants. This policy has placed substantial pressure on American workers, taxpayers, and community resources. Among those hit the hardest in recent years have been immigrants and, very importantly, minority workers competing for jobs against brand new arrivals.
A point the White House
and
made.
And it has not been fair to our people, to our citizens, to our workers.
A point the White House made regularly yesterday that minority workers and current immigrants into the United States have been hurt by our immigration policies, which have only increased competition by bringing in, by importing more low-skill competition into the country. Now, here's the real big area. This is the spot where we're going to decrease overall immigration. And it's this phenomenon called chain migration. Here's the president.
The RAISE Act ends chain migration and replaces our low-skilled system with a new points-based system for receiving a green card. This competitive application process will favor applicants who can speak English, financially support themselves and their families, and demonstrate skills that will contribute to our economy.
So, depending on your skills, depending on your income earning potential, depending on your age, and depending on your ability to speak English, all of those will be factors in assessing how many points you get. And then what they'll do is they'll assess and they'll say, okay, each year, 140,000 people, the highest scorers among them, will be allowed into the United States. Now, that point about chain migration, it limits their ability to sponsor their family members from coming into the country. The only family members that would be affected here would be spouses that would be allowed to continue to be brought in, and minor children, not all children, minor children would fit the definition of the types of people that you could bring in as well. So they would end what is often referred to as chain migration, where many different family members can be sponsored into the country. These are all changes the president's proposing. And I want to hear from you. I'd like to know if you think it's time for the United States to have a truly merit-based immigration system. Do you believe that a point system, the way it's used in Canada, the way it's used in Australia, do you believe a point system is the way the United States immigration system should go? 888-630-9625, 888-630-WMAL.
We are the only country in the world that has no standards for immigration. None. If you can get here, sure, come on in. We let you in, and we allow you, and we feel sorry for you, and so we provide you with all these things, and, oh, you have kids, we'll educate them for free. And, hey, if you have children that are born here, we'll not only educate them for free, we'll educate them all. We'll also give them benefits. And so now, hey, you can feed yourselves. You don't have to work. We don't demand that you learn English. We know that if you don't learn English, you are less likely to be able to pull yourselves out of poverty and move up. When we've talked about that on this show, Vince, where I want to say probably about a month ago, a study came out about specifically Hispanic speakers, Spanish speakers, who for whatever reason are the one immigrant group that even by the third generation can't speak English. And so it's a problem. When my grandparents came to this country, my grandparents had to have sponsors.
Right.
My grandparents were visited regularly by immigration. They had to prove their proficiency in speaking, reading, and writing English. They had to prove they were learning the language. They also were, once they became citizens, but once they got their citizenship, they were barred from any kind of benefit program. for I think it was like 5 years. I think my grandmother said it was something like 5 years, but they weren't allowed to collect anything out of the system for a specific period of time after they got their citizenship. But you know what? They were proud to do it. They wanted to do it. They wanted to become Americans. They wanted to assimilate, which is the other part of this that we talked about earlier this week, that President Trump is changing integration of the process for new citizens. They no longer integrate. Now the emphasis is on assimilations, where they learn to speak English, where they learn American history, where they learn about our traditions and values and our morals and our society, as opposed to it learning how to, like, well, we'll, you know, it's kind of a two-way street. He's making it a one-way street. We're like the last country to get on board with this. Why is this such a terrible, horrible thing?
All right, let's go real quick before we get to traffic here. Let's go to Tommy in Arlington, who's first up this morning on Mornings on the Mall. Good morning, Tommy. What do you make of this? Should we move to a merit-based system?
Absolutely not. You know, America has a moral argument when we're dealing with other countries to say, you know, we're a free society. We give other people the opportunity to live in our society and you know, prove their worth and do what they, you know, learn the language, assimilate into America, and then have the opportunity to proceed and have a benefit to America. But having a merit-based system, you know, the people from poor countries, they get rid of the lottery system. People from poor countries not allowing them in. It's just, to me, it's un-American, and it kills our moral argument when we're dealing with other countries that are more restrictive.
All right, I want to talk to Tommy. Hold on. I want to talk to you in a second because I think we've got a lot more conversation with you. If you agree with Tommy or disagree with him, and do you think we need a merit-based system, 888-630-9625, 888-630-WMAL.
It's 515 WMAL traffic and weather every 10 minutes. First on the fives, Jamie Witten is in the Hadid Carpet Cleaning Traffic Center. Good morning, Jamie.
Good morning, and we're off to a relatively quiet start, but one eye to Maryland commuters around the Beltway through Silver Spring. We do have a crash, outer loop, so this will be between College Park and 270. The slowdown just as you approach Georgia Avenue and the crash right at the exit for Connecticut Avenue in the right lane. So that's what's causing our delay there, Maryland side. So just be prepared because you're up at speed right before you get to the crash. Again, outer loop before Connecticut Avenue, 270. Frederick down to the Beltway, quiet. Virginia, no problems. Report coming in from the west. And now from GarageDoorRepair.com, the WMAL Weather Channel forecast.
Today, we'll see a mix of sun and clouds, a stray shower or thunderstorm is possible with a high of 91. Today, more of the same, stray shower or thunderstorm possible, but a low of 74. Tomorrow, partly cloudy. Guess what? Stray shower or thunderstorm is possible and a high of 90 currently in our nation's capital. 73 degrees at 517 on WMAL.
Learn how you could make your money go further in retirement. Listen to Ron Carson on Wealth from Wisdom this Saturday at noon, right here on 105.9 FM and AM 630 WMAL.
All right, the President of the United States, among a couple senators, announcing the RAISE Act yesterday, saying that we need a merit-based immigration system. Tommy from Arlington calling in. Tommy, you know, you mentioned a minute ago that you say it's un-American to change it to a merit-based system and also to get rid of the diversity visa, which I believe lets in about 50,000 people each year from countries that have low levels of immigration to the United States. And you say we're a melting pot and this is just un-American for us to do. Is that right?
Yeah, absolutely.
And my question to you is, don't you think that the United States should have a right to say who comes in and out of our country and judges how it benefits us, benefits American citizens?
Well, benefits us. America is an ideal. It's not necessarily like an us. Like, America, you know, is a country. It's an ideal. So, like, for example, Trump, I think his grandfather or somebody was, you know, was an immigrant. The majority of citizens we have now, if you date back, you know, well, not the majority, many of them, their grandparents or great-grandparents immigrated from another country, from Ireland or Germany or Italy.
Yeah, but you say, Tommy, we're a country of ideas. We're also a country of people, right? I mean, we're a sovereign country with borders, with a populace. And we've got to make, like, tough decisions at times about who we allow into our country and who we don't, because it's really about, you know, we formed a government in order to sort of benefit us, the people who live here, right?
Yeah, absolutely. We do form the government. But the thing is that this isn't, you know, the idea that especially when you're talking about legal immigration, that like this is having some great adverse effect on America. And it doesn't. It's just all it's doing is fueling the flames that America culture and society is changing. We were built on being a free society, allowing people to come into the country and make an opportunity. And because it is such a great country, you can come to America, you can be anything you want, and da-da-da-da.
Tommy.
We have a moral argument, and then by doing this, we're killing our own moral argument when we're dealing with other countries.
But Tommy, the history of this country is not that. The history of immigration in this country is not this beautiful thing where everyone came to this country, we accepted everybody. That's not what this country was built on. This country was built on immigration standards that restricted people who were illiterate at one time, that restricted people who were entering for immoral purposes. If you were an alcoholic, if you had certain diseases, tuberculosis, children who were unaccompanied by parents, none of those people were allowed in this country for a long time. And so we had those quotas, and that's what this country was built on. You weren't allowed into this country if you couldn't support yourself for a very long time. My grandparents wouldn't have been allowed in this country if they couldn't support themselves. Why now do we say, oh, but that's not who we are. Let's let everyone in and the American worker will support you. How is that fair to the American worker?
That's what you're saying is absolutely not true.
It's absolutely true. I can give you the years in which these laws were put in.
It's absolutely not true, because for years and years and years, we never had a test where you had to learn, where you had to know English before you came into the country.
Absolutely. 1917, we added illiterates to the list. If you couldn't read or speak in your native language in 1917, you weren't allowed in. My grandparents had to prove that they could read, write, and speak English.
Okay, but ESL is one of the biggest programs, in especially in Northern Virginia, in the schools. So where did that come about, where English is a second language, where they're teaching the kids how to speak English?
But my point is that we're using the American worker to pay for those things, as opposed to taking people who already have those qualifications.
That's right, because America is an idea, and part of that idea is to allow those people to have the opportunity to contribute our culture and contribute to America. That is what America is.
Okay. All right, Tommy, thank you for contributing to this conversation this morning. I think you've kicked off a lot of energy on
this. Firestorm.
Let's start with, let's see, Joe in Gainesville. Good morning, Joe. You're on Mornings on the Mall. You're first up now after Tommy.
Good morning. Yes, needless to say, I disagree with this gentleman, and there's a couple of significant points that need to be made. First of all...
Go for it. Pretty quickly, though.
Say again, please?
Go ahead quickly, though, sir.
All right. My grandparents did go through a discrimination process at Ellis Island, and they were let through because of their health, because they could contribute, and they did not also have a welfare system that they could immediately expect. The definition that Tommy says that this is un-American, that's a complete ideological, whimsical statement. To be American is to actually follow the constitutional process, of which we can decide who comes in here.
Right. The discrimination we should use is the type that benefits the country. That's discriminating minds will often benefit a populace. That makes sense to me. We'll return. We'll keep talking about this in just a moment. 522 now on WMAL.
Warning. If you're drowning in debt you can't afford, do not let the credit card companies trick you into thinking that you have to pay it all back, because you don't. What the credit card companies don't want you to know is that there's actually a way to get debt-free without paying off your entire debt or going bankrupt. If you have $5,000 or more in credit card debt, you now have the right to let us settle that debt for a fraction of what you owe. For free information, call Credit Associates now. 1-800-916-2858. We'll even show you how much money you could save. If you can't afford to pay off all your debt, do not let the credit card companies trick you into thinking that you have to. Call Credit Associates now for free information on how to get debt-free faster than you ever thought possible without debt consolidation or bankruptcy. We depend on your success and offer a guarantee, so there's no risk. For free information, call now. 1-800-916-2858. That's 1-800-916-2858. 1-800-916-2858.
This is Mary Walter. If you're interested in sedation dentistry because of dental fear or just need a great caring dentist, do what I did. Visit BethesdaSedationDentistry.com.
A recent study found that some 40% of the actions we take every day aren't the result of decision-making. They're just habits, things we do without thinking. Take appliance shopping. A lot of people automatically go to a big box or department store when it's time for an appliance. But the reality is, Gray & Scarf is a much better option. We have an entire store filled only with top-name appliances, including those super premium brands you can't find at the big box stores. Our staff is incredibly knowledgeable, and our prices will amaze you. So break your appliance habit and come to Gray & Scarf, where it doesn't cost more to get more.
Virginia's Energy Star tax-free holiday is this Friday, Saturday, and Sunday, and Gray & Scarf is ready to offer you savings on top of savings, like a GE washer for just $499. That's $150 off with no sales tax. Or a GE French door refrigerator for just $1,999. Save $800 and pay no sales tax. Shop any of the Gray & Scarf Virginia locations during the tax-free weekend.
525 now WMAL traffic and weather every 10 minutes. First on the 5s, Jamie Witten is in the Hadid Carpet Cleaning Traffic Center.
All right, Mary, it's just this outer loop crash working on the Maryland Beltway that keeps the Beltway below speed here, George Avenue to Connecticut Avenue. So this is outer loop side if you're coming from the College Park area. You're up at speed right until you get around that curve toward the exit for George Avenue, then you'll have to stop and go. Once you get beyond the crash right at the exit for Connecticut Avenue, then you're wide open. In fact, the accident had been blocking the right lane, but it looks like they were able to move it to both shoulders. So still a lot of activity. No activity. 270 looks good out of Frederick and down through to the Beltway. Baltimore Washington Parkway, George Washington Parkway checks out fine. Suitland Parkway coming into town. Park police say nope, not working any problems there. Now from GarageDoorRepair.com, the WMAL Weather Channel forecast.
Partly cloudy and warm around this Thursday with a few afternoon thunderstorms as the high climbs to 91. Rain will end this evening with an overnight low of 74. I'm meteorologist Jeff Maher from the Weather Channel on WMAL.
And currently in our nation's capital, 73 degrees at 526 on WMAL.
All right, we're talking immigration. Should we move to a merit-based system? Tommy says, no, we're a nation of ideas. We're a melting pot. It's un-American to be on a merit-based system. Let's see what you think. Let's go to Jonathan, who's in D.C. Good morning, Jonathan. You're on Mornings on the Mall.
Hey, good morning. So the question should be, do you believe that the United States of America has the right to exist as a sovereign nation? Because you're not talking about open borders. You're talking about borders or no border.
Yes.
Okay? So here's the deal. If you don't believe that it does have the right to exist, then you have to get rid of the U.S. military, who was founded to defend the borders, United States Army's in its charter. So just get rid of the government, because either you believe in a border or you don't.
Thank you, Jonathan. Now, that's a great point. This is that question, by the way, doesn't ever seem to animate the media that covers their immigration system. Whether or not we should be a sovereign country, that's not really under consideration. It's just how many people can we cram into the box? Let's see how many can get in here. Let's go to Lynn in Herndon up next on Mornings on the Mall. Lynn, good morning.
Good morning.
So what do you think this morning about this? Should we have a merit-based system?
I think we should have a merit-based system. The way I think about the system, immigration system, if we, in your own personal home, if you opened your door and allowed everybody who wanted to come into your home, allowed them to come into, there are no rules. Things will fall apart. And the young man who believes that this is the American way to let people in, if he's an American citizen and he works, try giving his job to an illegal immigrant and see how that would affect him.
Thank you, Lynn. Yeah, you can lock your door or you can answer it when somebody rings the bell. It's your call. 528 now on WMAL.
I want to tell you about EMP 180 Weight Loss. I've been telling you a lot about how I've kept the weight off, right? I lost almost 40 pounds with my New Year's resolution, and I lost it in just under 4 months. And I've kept that weight off because of the maintenance program. You know, losing weight is one thing. Keeping it off is another. It's changed my life, EMP 180 Weight Loss has. But I want to go for a moment back to when I decided I need to make this change. When I looked in the mirror and recognized, you know, I don't look right. I don't feel right. The clothes don't fit me right. I'm not feeling the way I'm supposed to feel because I'm sore in my joints or I'm winded going upstairs at the metro. If you're like that, if you're with me, please, I implore you, call EMP 180 Weight Loss. Check it out. Just talk to them. Find out what the program is and how it's going to work for you, because it works. and it's time. EMP180weightloss.com. EMP180weightloss.com or call them. Here's the number, 703-992-0620. Schedule your consultation today.
Join best-selling humorist and author David Sedaris at Wolf Trap August 19th. Sedaris brings his storytelling to the stage, transforming tales of ordinary life into satirical vignettes and witty social commentaries. The evening also includes an entertaining Q&A and book signing. David Sedaris, live at Wolf Trap. Tickets on sale now at wolftrap.org or call 877-WOLF-TRAP. Wolf Trap. Summer has never sounded better.
Fabric, individual strands woven together to form a strong protective bond. In today's world of cybersecurity, there's one virtual fabric that can protect your entire infrastructure from cyber attacks. Fortinet Security Fabric. Cloud security, advanced threat protection, internal segmentation, and secure access for your agency, all under the most powerful and automated security system in the industry. Fortinet, your cybersecurity blanket. Learn more about this American success story at fortinetfederal.com.
Coming up on WMAL, we'll talk more about this RAISE Act at 6:35 with Mark Krikorian from the Center for Immigration Studies. Coming up next on WMAL, we're going to talk about editing genes, potentially designer babies on the horizon, disease-free. But is this opening Pandora's box? It's 5:30. WMAL News is next.
WMAL FM Woodbridge, WMAL Washington.
105.9 FM and AM 630. WMAL Washington.
A Cumulus station.
Where Washington comes to talk. News now.
WMAL News at 5:30. Good morning. I'm Bill Thompson. A young D.C. firefighter is in critical condition this morning after being hit by a fire truck as he was fighting a Rojas fire in northeast Washington last night. Assistant D.C. Fire Chief Craig Baker told reporters a few minutes ago.
Probationary firefighter Dane Smothers of Engine Company Number 3 was critically injured when he was struck by another fire department vehicle that was arriving at about the same time. Firefighter Smothers had dismounted the vehicle he was riding and was preparing hose lines and other equipment to attack the fire.
Baker says it was an arriving ladder truck that hit Smothers. A Spotsylvania man's been arrested on charges of imprisoning his girlfriend and their two kids in their own home for 2 years. 43-year-old Kareem Ali Muhammad Moore was arrested after police went to the home the other day to check on the welfare of the family. Neighbors had said they hadn't seen any of them in quite some time. And while officers were at the front door talking to Moore, the woman and the kids slipped out a side door. Two members of the Senate Judiciary Committee are moving to protect Special Counsel Robert Mueller's job, putting forth a new legislation that aims to ensure the integrity of current and future independent investigations. Republican Tom Tillis of North Carolina and Democrat Chris Coons of Delaware plan to introduce that legislation today. Democrat Ralph Northam is expected to get the endorsement today of Planned Parenthood of Virginia in his bid to become the next governor. Planned Parenthood says it expects to spend some $3 million to try and get Northam elected. Checking your money, the Dow opens today at 22,016, the Nasdaq at 6363. Sports, former National Vance Worley pitches 7 innings as Miami beats the Nats. The Orioles beat Kansas City again. Up next, traffic and weather as Mornings on the Mall continues on 105.9 FM and AM 630. Washington's Mall, WMAL.
Everyone has a problem area, right? We all do. Love handles, beer belly for guys, and the last piece of loose tummy skin for ladies. They just never seem to go away, especially after you lose weight. Hey, it's Larry O'Connor introducing Novara from Chamonix, a breakthrough scientific formula to sculpt, tone, and firm up the skin on the belly and thighs, and even eliminate the appearance of stretch marks and cellulite. The secret is intense, slim technology coupled with caffeine and hyaluronic acid guaranteed to tighten, firm, and tone your belly, thighs, and even the very stubborn cellulite and stretch marks. So now you can get the job done. You're a couple weeks away from having amazing results, guaranteed, or your money back. Call now. Try Novara Ultra Sculpting Treatment with intense, slim, risk-free. 800-525-2720. 800-525-2720. Call in the next 10 minutes and get the new Novara Cellulite and Stretch Mark Treatment free with your order. Get the body you deserve and your confidence back. 800-525-2720. 800-525-2720.
You know how we've been talking about maybe getting some help for my dad so he can stay at home where dad's the happiest?
Sure, we've been talking about it for a while. We're doing our best to help him out, but lately with our jobs and our children, it's just become too much for us.
Well, today I learned about Warman Home Care, and I think they might be exactly what we're looking for.
Who are they?
Warman Home Care. You know, like warm and caring, which is what they are, but they're also one of the area's most trusted senior home care providers. Care can range from 2 to 24 hours a day, and we can even start on a trial basis.
You're right. This could be be exactly what we've been looking for.
With Warman Home Care, mom or dad can stay safe and happy in their own home while a caregiver provides essential services, personal hygiene, medication reminders, light housekeeping, and more. Call Warman Home Care at 800-895-8500. That's 800-895-8500. Online at warmanhomecare.com. That's W-A-R-M-A-N, homecare.com. Warman Home Care, happiness at home.
85% of people looking to purchase a home call a real estate agent prior to getting approved for a mortgage. That's like buying a car without a driver's license. It just doesn't make sense. Hi, I'm Mark Livingstone with Cornerstone First Financial, and we're the preferred lender for first-time homebuyers and have a record of getting clients to settlement as well as pairing buyers with qualified real estate agents. Our phone number is 202-625-1221, and our website is cornerstonefirst.com. The new VA IRRLS, or Interest Rate Reduction Refinance Loan, allows those veterans with a current VA loan to refinance to a much lower rate with no appraisal. That's right, no appraisal, so equity is not an issue. Hi, I'm Mark Livingstone with Cornerstone First Financial, and VA also allows up to 100% cash out. Our phone number is 202-625-1221, and our website is cornerstonefirst.com.
Licensed by the Virginia State Corporation Commission, MC-2271.
535 on 105.9 FM at AM 630 WMAL. Traffic and weather every 10 minutes. First on the fives. Here's Jamie Witten in the Hadid Carpet Cleaning Traffic Center.
All right, a little bit better news here for Maryland commuters that are sitting in the slowdowns on the Beltway. It looks like they've confined most everything to the shoulder here on the outer loop as you approach Connecticut Avenue. So outer loop side, this is as you're coming from College Park. We'll get the delays now just after Colesville Road. So Colesville Road and around to Connecticut Avenue for the stop and go. Still with cleanup, though, so you see a bit of activity. So if you're heading inner loop side from 270 and around to 95, you're okay. No worries. No blockage up at speed. For DC 295 coming southbound, watching the delays growing here down near Burroughs Avenue toward Benning Road and East Capitol Street. DDOT crews say they're not working any incidents right now, but again, just watching those slowdowns start to begin. Virginia, 395, no problems, no brake lights. Beltway 2 and across the 14th Street Bridge. Now from GarageDoorRepair.com, the WMAL Weather Channel forecast.
Partly cloudy and warm as we head into this Thursday with a few afternoon thunderstorms at a high of 91. Rain will end by the evening with a low of 74 overnight. And a partly to mostly cloudy Friday with a few more thunderstorms at a high near 90. I'm meteorologist Jeff Marr from the Weather Channel on WMAL.
Right now, 68 in Woodbridge, 64 in Bowie, 73 degrees in Washington. I'm Bill Thompson on 105.9 FM and AM 630. Washington's Mall, WMAL.
Now, Washington Mornings on the Mall.
105.9 FM.
And AM 630.
WMAL.
Hey, good morning. 537 now on WMAL. Coming up this morning, 635, we got Mark Krikorian to talk about immigration. 705, Josh Crashour from National Journal to talk about the emerging Democratic minority. Dr. Sebastian Gorka from the White House joins us at 8:15 this morning. And then Democratic Senator Chris Van Hollen, 8:35, all ahead on Mornings on the Mall. Vince Colonnese alongside Mary Walter.
And gene editing is in the news. We know that many diseases, for instance, are hereditary. They're genetic.
Right.
And they are linked to a specific gene. We've done the research to find genes that are linked to certain diseases. And so scientists take it to the next step, and they try to then say, well, can we cut this gene out? Can we take this gene? Can we alter the gene and then put it back into the body? So you still have the gene, right? You still have it, but it's fixed now. This defective gene is fixed. And it would now this child won't have this disease anymore. So they've been making progress on this, but it's very slow. What we've been using so far to find the gene, snip the gene out, fix the gene, put it back in is a very long and laborious process. Well, now there's a new tool that allows scientists to do this much faster, cheaper. The training is minimal training, which scares me.
Oh.
And it allows the manipulation of multiple genes at the same time. And it's called CRISPR-Cas9. And it is sparking a boom in research. Laboratories worldwide have adopted it over the last 5 years because it is so easy and it's much more efficient and cheaper to use, which this is where you expected this science to go, this field of study to go. It's actually an enzyme that acts like, they say, molecule scissors to snip the gene out, and it allows scientists to delete the gene, repair, or even replace a particular gene, because sometimes you just want to take the gene out, sometimes you want to repair it and put it back. So in Oregon, there have been some laboratory experiments led by a team of researchers that used this new tool, this CRISPR tool, to successfully repair a heart-damaging gene in human embryos. And they say this is a big step forward to being able to prevent inherited diseases that will now not be passed on to the next generation. I mean, every single one of us has something that you called your parents up at some point and they said, thanks a lot. You know, I've got dad's funny feet or whatever it happens to be that you've inherited, you know? So we've all had that.
So we're trying to avoid the funny feet.
Exactly. Yeah. If you have a heart condition, Mike McKay just gave me a look like, what the hell are you talking about? like heart conditions. If you have a heart condition that is hereditary, Tourette's syndrome is hereditary. Other things that are hereditary that you can now snip this gene out. The next generation doesn't have to worry about this disease. Well, that sounds fantastic. But it's raising a lot of ethical questions.
Yeah.
Why would you do, you know, the next generation doesn't have a say in this. You're editing their genes without their permission. That's one of the things, although I don't know how many generations would want Parkinson's or cerebral palsy or what, name the disease. I don't know what generation would want that disease. So it sounds good, but is it opening a Pandora's box? The argument too that, well, if you're not rich, you can't afford this. So are only poor people going to have disease-riddled children, and the rich will never, you know, will live forever and will never have to battle any kind of diseases. 888-630-9625. I want to know if this were available to you, if this were something that you could edit out between you and your partner, you carry whatever it happens to be, you could edit it out so that your kids would never have to worry about this. Is this something you would do to prevent your children from having some kind of inherited disease? And it could be a disease you don't even know you have. You and your partner, gene testing for parents now is pretty common. It's become so much more common now that you go, you get gene tested. Boy, you know, my grandfather had this or my dad had this. I want to know if I carry the gene. You get gene tested. You find out what the odds are of your child having that disease. Well, now you do that. You take it a step further. Go, yeah, but, you know, we can edit it out of the embryo and then, you know, fix the gene or edit it out and then reimplant the embryo and we're all good. What do you think? 888-630-9625. Would you do this or is this opening a Pandora's box? Vince, you've got a daughter.
Yes.
Is this something, if you could have done it before she was born, is this something that you would do?
Well, I didn't even want to do the genetic testing. Yeah, we did. But just because it was our first baby and we wanted to, you know, do everything the doctors were telling us, hey, then you do this. But you know, like where they go, I forget, is it trisomy 13 or whatever that they're looking for?
Is that Downs?
It might be. But the point is they're doing this genetic testing to kind of, and then they'll give you a result. Then the outcome is that if it's a negative result, it's at that point that they would often be like, oh, and by the way, have you considered abortion? And that was a conversation that we almost had no interest in having because we knew, you know, either way, our intention was to obviously keep our child. And that kind of ignorance in that case was almost preferable. I mean, we decided, we were like, okay, let's find out anyway. So we did. Because we were encouraged to by our pediatrician. But, or rather at that point, I guess the OBGYN. But you've got this idea of genetic altering in order to sort of create the baby that you want is very worrisome to me for any number of reasons. But the chief one is playing God. Going in and genetically altering what's already sort of naturally developing. And changing it to create something that you want, and also if it's to remove something hereditary, the notion is that this will be permanent for the rest of the chain, for the rest of your family's history. So you make that edit, it's done. It's going to stay that way. So I am very nervous when scientists say they've successfully edited a gene and now let's all start trying it out. They say this is the time to have the conversation because there's a lot of moral and ethical conundrums here. So let's have that conversation this morning, 888-630-9625.
All right, we'll find out if you would do this. Coming up, it is now 543 on WMAL.
Now for today's military news, brought to you by GEICO Military.
The opening ceremony for the multinational U.S. Army Europe-led exercise Noble Partner took place in Georgia on Sunday and was attended by the Georgian president and other senior Georgian and U.S. leaders. Noble Partner 2017 is one of the largest exercises directed by U.S. Army Europe in Georgia. More at WMAL.com/todays.
Thanks for Coney Island hot dogs, for airplanes and air conditioners, for coming up with sunglasses, cruise control, and Route 66. For everything American, GEICO would like to say thanks to the people who defend it. That's why GEICO has been proudly supporting our military and their families for over 75 years. It's our way of saying thanks.
See how much you could save on car insurance by switching to GEICO. For a quote, visit GEICO.com, call 1-800-MILITARY, or contact your local GEICO agent today.
This is such a blow to investors.
Do it right now.
It takes courage to face up to things like volatile markets, fast-talking salespeople, long-term concerns, and Wall Street money traps. It might be easier to ignore it or deny it, or just hold on and tough it out and see where it goes. But if you're worried, unsure, unhappy, or losing sleep about your money, do something about it. Let me introduce you to my good friend Coach Pete right here on the Financial Safari. Whether you're retired, approaching retirement, or haven't even thought about it, now is the time to get protection from market volatility. Meet with Coach Pete and his team, and they can help you determine how much risk you're taking, as well as potential red flags that could cause problems for you down the road. Give us a call today at 1-800-563-7030. Again, that's 1-800-563-7030.
Start dating tomorrow by calling or texting 202-466-6699 or visit itsjustlunchdc.com.
5:45, time for WMAL traffic and weather every 10 minutes. First on the fives, we go to Jamie Witten in the Hadid Carpet Cleaning Traffic Center.
Good morning, Virginia. Let's begin in the Chantilly area, south on 28, right near 50. Crash just reported, so in that area, do watch. Fire and rescue units responding there. Currently, not seeing any delay. Now for 66, here we come, a little bit of the volume as you leave Manassas toward Centerville. Up at speed, 395, Beltway 2 and across the 14th Street Bridge. Top side of the Maryland Beltway, that's where you started off struggling this morning here with the crash on the outer loop at the exit to go to Connecticut Avenue. Still seeing a bit of activity there, and that's why delays continue to grow. So as you come around from College Park, watch delays before you get to University, well, right before Colesville Road, actually, and University Boulevard area around to Connecticut Avenue. So, unfortunately, an early slow start there. Interloop side with your lanes open and no delay there. Now from GarageDoorRepair.com, the WMAL Weather Channel forecast.
After a dry start to this Thursday, it will be a partly cloudy and warm afternoon with a high near 91. A few thunderstorms may develop from this afternoon into the start of the evening, then dry overnight with a low of 74. Tomorrow, a mix of clouds and sun with a few thunderstorms and a high near 90. I'm meteorologist Jeff Maher from the Weather Channel on WMAL.
And currently in our nation's capital, 73 degrees at 547 on WMAL. And this traffic and weather is brought to you by Staples.
Attention diabetics, now you can get your testing supplies delivered to your home at little or no cost to you, plus free delivery and a free meter. Call the 24/7 Diabetic Health Hotline right now, 800-808-5181, 800-808-5181.
547 on WMAL, gene editing is getting easier, faster, less expensive. Is this something you would want done if you carried some gene of a disease that your child has inherited, the embryo has inherited? Would you want them to take that embryo, edit that gene out, and then basically IVF replant the embryo in the mom? Is that something you would want done, or is this playing God? 888-630-9625 in Manassas. Greg, good morning. You're on Mornings on the Mall. Greg, is this something you would have done?
Yes. Good morning.
Good morning.
Yeah, absolutely. My brother had cystic fibrosis, and it's a genetic disease that's passed down from generation to generation. When you have two carriers together, and you'll create somebody with cystic fibrosis. He passed away at 37 years old, and you know, if we could fix this prior to being born, of course, in a minute.
Right.
Let me just say, if you know, Pandora's box has already been opened, and you get the good and the bad with that. So, God gives us the ability to have doctors with the knowledge to fix these things. I say go for it.
Cystic fibrosis is a terrible disease. It's like ALS. It's the same thing, you know. And if we could edit those out, I think it sounds wonderful. But I worry about them saying, oh well, you know what? If your child has Down syndrome, we're going to edit that out. I don't know. For me, it's a very slippery slope. But I get it. I totally get Greg's point. Greg, thank you so much.
Yeah, and it's a sticky one, and it's going to be. By the way, once this begins. With any seriousness, which I'm certain it will at some point, then you'll have these politically correct conversations. You know, I've always wondered, like, what if they do discover a gay gene? If the right. whole, like, you're born with a thing, and people start editing out for that, or vice versa. What if they're like, I want a gay kid? What if they start editing out for that? How exactly is that going to play if parents start making those types of decisions that are countercultural?
Right. No, that's I think there's a lot of questions that are asked here. Michael in Marlboro. Michael, good morning. You're on Mornings on the Mall. Michael, is this something you would do?
Good morning. No, it's not. Isn't this kind of backdoor like what Hitler was trying to do? Form the perfect race where he would all blonde hair, blue-eyed kids?
The New York Times actually does refer to it as a form of eugenics. May lead to a new form of eugenics, they say, in which people with means pay to have children with enhanced traits, even as those with disabilities are devalued.
Yeah, and didn't I read somewhere where Beethoven or Mozart, one of them were autistic, wasn't it?
I'm not sure where
I don't know.
Read it,
I don't know how we would even know that today. Like, how would we even know, you know?
Well, there's Google. I can look it up.
But that doesn't make it true.
True.
You know, but those are all really great questions. You know, people say, oh, my child's autistic, and it's so hard for him, and he doesn't speak, and he has such a hard life. But if it's true, I think that, you know, Mozart was autistic. Look at the things that he created. So, you know,
I think that's his point. Yeah,
there are no absolutes, and that's what bothers me about this. Michael, great points. Thank you so much. Very quickly, Joe from Alexandria. We've got less than a minute here. Good morning. You're on Mornings on the Mall.
Hey, good morning. Thanks for taking my call. Yeah. I was just talking to my brother last night. It was his birthday, so I called him up
quickly.
And all of our children in. My brother, sister, and I, all of our children have some sort of mental health issue with depression and schizophrenia.
Yes.
And he has been trying to figure out, is there a way to alter the genetic structure in order to prevent this from going down to the next generation?
A lot of people have that conversation. Depression that runs in families, a big one.
All right, it is 5:51. Here's El Rushbo.
There is a huge unanswered question in the story I'm about to tell you, but first, the facts as we know them. Linda Hampton is a preschool teacher in the Waco Independent Public School District. She saw that one of her young students was in distress. The little boy had stuffed so much pizza into his mouth, it began to choke. So Ms. Hampton ran to the child and performed a finger sweep. Now, for those of you in Rio Linda, a finger sweep isn't what you think it is. The teacher cleared out the boy's mouth with her finger, pulling out a gob of pizza. The boy was saved. It was a job well done. But a year later, state regulators reviewing the situation moved to take away Linda Hampton's teaching license. Apparently, a classroom aide had a different perspective. She claimed a teacher's finger sweep was just a mean-spirited attempt to deprive the 5-year-old of his public school breakfast. Yet another adult in the classroom backed Ms. Hampton's account, but state investigators never bothered to speak with her. Now, thankfully for Linda Hampton, Robert Mueller wasn't called in, or she might be still under investigation. Finally, last week, after 2 years, she prevailed when the aide admitted the boy had indeed been in distress. The judge tossed the case, which brings us to the big unanswered question. Since when do preschool kids get taxpayer-supplied pizza for breakfast, for crying out loud? To heck with the finger sweep. When do we start doing this?
General all-around good guy.
Rush, noon to 3, now on 105.9 FM and AM 630. Washington's Mall, WMAL.
Finding great candidates to hire can be, well, like trying to find a needle in a haystack. Sure, you can post your job to some job board, but then all you can do is hope the right person comes along. Which is why you should try ZipRecruiter. ZipRecruiter is different. It doesn't depend on candidates finding you. It finds them. With its powerful technology, ZipRecruiter distributes your job everywhere it needs to be to find the right candidates. In fact, over 80% of jobs on ZipRecruiter get a qualified candidate in just one day. So, while other companies might deliver a lot of hay, only ZipRecruiter finds you what you're looking for. The needle in the haystack.
Used by businesses of all sizes, ZipRecruiter offers the most qualified job candidates with immediate results. And right now, you can try ZipRecruiter free. That's right, free. Just go to ZipRecruiter.com/free. That's ZipRecruiter.com/free for your free trial. ZipRecruiter.com/free.
If you're a sleep apnea sufferer who's on the go, go to your phone and call right now to try the world's first portable mini CPAP device, absolutely risk-free for 10 restful nights. It's the Transcend Mini CPAP, an engineering marvel that's as small as a soda can and weighs less than a pound. Its unique design is so small and so light, you can fit it in your laptop bag or purse to use anywhere you go. No more dragging around a big, bulky CPAP. Even better, now you can try Transcend absolutely risk-free for 10 restful nights by calling minicpap.com, 1-800-300-9209. Transcend is FAA compliant too, so you can even sleep comfortably while flying. You can also add a battery pack that's as tiny as a deck of cards. So now you can enjoy the freedom to sleep comfortably anywhere. But don't wait. To receive your 10-night in-home trial, call minicpap.com now. 1-800-300-9209. That's 1-800-300-9209.
5:55 now, WMAL traffic and weather. Every 10 minutes, first on the fives. Here's Jamie Witten in the Hadid Carpet Cleaning Traffic Center.
Mary, we've had a slow start here on the Maryland top side of the Beltway. So get ready if you're coming from 95. You're all right as you merge off of 95, but right near New Hampshire Avenue, you'll hit the stop and go around the curves to Connecticut Avenue. That's where we had the crash happen right around 5 o'clock this morning. It looks like the activity had been on both shoulders, but from time to time they block a lane, getting the tow trucks in there. So still a bit of activity, outer loop, Connecticut Avenue. Virginia, Beltway, Annandale, Tysons, wide open. No problems either direction, so that checks out fine. Just some volume on 66 out of Manassas to Centerville. And Chantilly, the crash is reported on 28 southbound, right as you come up to Route 50. Now from GarageDoorRepair.com, the WMAL Weather Channel forecast.
Partly cloudy and warm around this Thursday with a few afternoon thunderstorms as the high climbs to 91. Rain will end this evening with an overnight low of 74. I'm meteorologist Jeff Marr from the Weather Channel on WMAL.
And currently in our nation's capital, 73 degrees at 5:56 on WMAL.
Staples has low prices on everything your kids need to head back to school with confidence. Get everything they need for less at Staples. And right now, composition books and two-pocket polyfolders are just 50 cents. While supplies last, limit 30 in store, 10 online, ends 9-2. Staples, it's pro time.
Stabbing or burning pains, tingling and numbness, cramps in your feet and legs, feeling like a sock is balled up under your foot. These distinct sensations sound strange to most, but are constant for anyone suffering from peripheral neuropathy. Most doctors are dismissive of these painful symptoms because the only treatment options used to be medications and their side effects, or surgery. Now there's a non-drug and non-surgical treatment for neuropathy at Virginia Family Chiropractic. We use a comprehensive approach combining high-dose laser, nerve regeneration methods, and balance therapies that are customized for each patient. We can rehabilitate damaged nerves. All treatments are non-surgical, drug, and pain-free. Best of all, they're effective. If you experience numbness, shooting, or burning pains, or loss of balance, call us for a free neuropathy consultation. It could change your life. Virginia Family Chiropractic. 571-350-3520 or click virginiafamilychiropractic.com.
Save money on your mortgage today. Call Network Capital. Network Capital is the name you can trust. And with rates like 2.75% with an APR of 2.999% on a 10-year fixed mortgage, you can't afford not to see what you can save. Call Network Capital today. 800-700-8068. They're a direct lender, so it's their own money they're lending, making the process fast, simple, and secure. And if you're consolidating debt, making home improvements, purchasing rental properties, or just trying to build wealth, Network Capital has a program for you. Call 800-700-8068 today. 800-700-8068 for a 10-year fixed mortgage of 2.75% with an APR of 2.999%. Network Capital is the sponsor of the Mortgage Radio Show, Saturdays at 1 p.m.
Not licensed in all states. NMLS ID number 11712. Visit NMLSConsumerAccess.org. An equal housing lender. State rate subject to change and may not be available at commitment or lock-in. Discount points may apply. Subject to credit approval. Call 800-700-8068 for additional cost information.
Message and data rates may apply.
Hi, I'm Frank Thomas, the Big Hurt. After I left baseball, I just couldn't stay in shape like I used to. Turns out, once you hit 40, your body has less free testosterone, and that can make it harder to get into shape. So I got back into the game with Nugenix. I'm feeling stronger with a lot more energy and drive. You want to get back into shape? Get Nugenix.
All you have to do is send one simple text.
Frank's right. Just text LIKE to 42424 to get a complimentary bottle of award-winning Nugenix, the number one selling free testosterone booster at GNC. Its unique man-boosting formula is powered by Testofen, a patented key ingredient clinically researched to help a man feel stronger, leaner, more energetic, and more passionate.
And guys, she'll like the difference too.
Nugenix samples are not available in stores. To get your complimentary bottle, text LIKE to 42424. That's LIKE to 42424.
Coming up on WMAL.
Oh, my goodness. Jim Acosta put on quite a display yesterday. There was an immigration activist in the Brady Press briefing room, and boy, did he get taken to the woodshed. We're going to have all that fantastic audio for you.
It's awesome. If you missed it, if you missed it yesterday, you do not want to miss this coming up. Also, a kid wrote...
Step into modern luxury at Langham in Grandview. Your boutique Studio Plus suite awaits with a premium kitchen, spa-inspired bathroom, and elevated finishes throughout. Just steps from your door, lounge poolside in a private cabana, unwind in the hydrotherapy spa, perfect your swing with virtual golf simulators, or visit the fitness center for a Peloton ride. Availability at Langham is limited. Reserve your Studio Plus suite today at livepreferred.com.